So right before our gospel story today, we're told there was a lot of questions about who Jesus was. Some people said, he's lost his mind. He's insane. Other people said, no, can't be. He's possessed by a demon. And others said, that can't be. Could somebody who's possessed by a demon do all these amazing things Jesus does? Heal the sick, the lame, the blind, and the deaf? Could somebody with a demon raise the dead? So they came to him in our story today and said, Jesus, will you just tell us plainly, are you the Messiah or aren't you? Don't give us all this cryptic fill-in-the-blanks talk. Just tell us straight up. Wouldn't that be nice? Now, back then, we need to remember that people understood Christ or Messiah as a political term, meaning somebody that would be a new King David or, in our country, a George Washington, who would lead the troops to lead a revolt. For them, it was a revolt against Rome to restore Israel to the brief period of glory it had known 900 years before. They were thinking too small. They could only see their own immediate desires. Their understanding of God and what God's promise would be stopped with them and what they wanted. It stopped at their borders. If it didn't benefit them, they wanted nothing to do with it. So you see, if Jesus said, okay, yes, I'm the Messiah, I'm the Christ, that would have brought an entirely different understanding to who and what he was. Because see, for Jesus, Messiah had nothing to do with a country or a nation or land. It didn't even have a lot to do with a particular religion. It had to do with faith, with bringing us back into relationship with God by living in the ways that Jesus called the kingdom of God. Living in God's ways of love, compassion, mercy, and justice. That's why Jesus would not tell them, yes, I'm the Messiah, I'm the Christ. Now, part of the good news for us is Jesus is who he is regardless of what we say about him. See, Jesus is not the Son of God and Savior because we said so. It's not as if God is waiting for our permission to send a Savior. Jesus already is the Son of God, the Savior of the world, whether we say so or not. We cannot take that away from him. So the question of, is Jesus the Messiah, leads us to think too small. The question is not who does Jesus say he is. The question for us is, who is Jesus to you? See, when people were pressing Jesus for a clear, simple answer, are you the Christ? Jesus responded saying, look, I've already told you, but you refused to believe. And then he said, look at all the things I've done in God's name. Healed the sick, restored sight, raised the dead, forgiven sins, and still you won't believe. Why? Jesus said, because they are different sheep. They do not belong to his flock. Now, if somebody does not belong to Jesus' flock, it's not because Jesus kicked them out. It's because they didn't want to follow Jesus. They didn't want Jesus as their shepherd. They were not part of his flock because they rejected him. They didn't think they needed a shepherd and needed saving for that matter. And they were already sure of what they knew. They rejected Jesus because they wanted to put him into this tiny little box. They were thinking too small. They wanted Jesus to be what they wanted him then and there and nothing more. And if Jesus wouldn't be that, they'd look somewhere else. They were not in Jesus' flock because they didn't trust him. They trusted themselves and their small thinking. Now, today, we too might want a simple, clear, direct answer. Can't we look in the book and find Jesus saying, I'm the Messiah? What Jesus says is, follow me. That is answer. See, the kind of clear and simple answer we might think we want can lead us to put Jesus into that little tiny box of our own definition, something we dust off a religion that we want only when the wheels fall off. There's part of us that wants Jesus to be a Savior of convenience, a Savior who will agree with what we like but not challenge us to live differently, a Savior who will settle for personal piety and devotion, not doing anything to feed the hungry or raise up those who suffer. Just thinking too small. That's settling for a religion. Jesus leads us into the kingdom of God, wanting us to think bigger, to live bigger, not to just know Him, not to just know about Him, but to know Jesus. And we can only know somebody when we live in relationship with them. So Jesus said it's like this. He said, "My sheep know my voice, and they follow." That's how sheep are. Sheep know the voice of their shepherd. You know, common practice back then is shepherds at night would put their flocks together, 3, 4, 5 flocks together, inside a walled enclosure that they would share to protect them from the wolves and other things that would eat sheep. Then in the morning, each shepherd would take turns standing out in front of the sheep enclosure, the pen, and the shepherd would sing. And the sheep that knew that shepherd would come to him, because the sheep knew that voice. They came to that shepherd because that was the one who takes care of them. Now, I don't have sheep, but you might know I have a couple dogs, and it works with them too. My dogs can be out wandering around in the backyard. Lately, my pup, Augie, he's discovered our compost pile. Boy, is there good dining there. So I look out in the backyard, and there he is with his face eating rotten apples. Oh, yum. And I stick my head out the door, and I call his name. And he comes running, 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 because he knows my voice. Jesus says to us, we know his voice. Amid all the noise and booming confusion of the world in our lives, all the distraction, all the rotten apples that seem so tempting, Jesus calls to you, he calls your name to bring you back from danger, to come to him to be fed, to come to him to be nurtured and protected and loved. My sheep know my voice. The ones who follow me, the ones who are in the flock, they don't need to ask who I am because they already know, Jesus said. Jesus so much wants us to recognize and to know his voice. And he does call to us all the time, calling us to safety, to show us the way, to show us mercy and grace. And he calls to us to bring the same mercy and ways of compassion and peace back into the world to others. But if we don't recognize his voice, if we don't know it, we may not know who to listen to. So what voice do we listen to? Typically, the voices we respond to are the ones we hear the most. So the trick for us in following Jesus is to learn to listen for his voice often. It's one of the ways that says we have been called by name and we belong to God. Where God says, I will love you always and forever. I promise to forgive you and renew you, to free you from guilt and regret and remorse and to set you free. In the church, we often talk about that as being saved. And we are. But we're not saved for a rainy day. We are saved for a purpose, to follow Jesus. Because following Jesus is not about being right or having the one simple answer about who he is, because that's settling for thinking too small. Well, following Jesus is thinking big, being righteous, living right, living for grace and mercy and justice, not judging others, not living in fear of judgment ourselves, but living in the ways of love and mercy. Now, this does not mean we need to do the right thing all the time in order to be saved or made right with God. We are made right with God already. How we live is our response, effectively showing whether we take it seriously or if it's just a bunch of words we reserve for that religion box in our brains. You know, the old adage says, the only thing evil needs to succeed in this world is for people of good conscience to be silent and do nothing. What we do matters. How we live matters. It is how we live our faith. It is how we learn to hear Jesus' voice and recognize it when he calls to us. And he calls to us often. Listen for him to lead you, to think bigger, to think beyond ourselves, to think beyond what we want him to be. We have been saved. We have been saved already, and not for a rainy day, but for a purpose. And Jesus tells you what that purpose is. We just need to listen.